Senatsverwaltung für Bildung, Jugend und Wissenschaft im Land Berlin. Prüfung zum Erwerb der erweiterten Berufsbildungsreife und des mittleren Schulabschlusses im Fach Englisch 2016. Welcome to your listening test. This test has got 4 parts. Please take your worksheets now. Listening Part 1. Short Messages. You are going to hear 2 short messages. You will hear the recording twice. There are 4 questions in this part, 2 questions for each message. Look at the pictures and then listen to the recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the right box. You now have time to read the questions and look at the pictures. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks. Message 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we hope you have been enjoying your day here at Wild Water Adventure World. Please note that the park gates will be closing in 2 hours at 8 p.m. However, all of the fun rides here at Wild Water Adventure World, including the roller coasters and merry-go-rounds, will stop operating after the final ride at 7 p.m. The food stands will continue to serve customers for another half an hour until 7:30. Attention! A set of keys has been found near the waterfalls. Will the owner please go to the information desk in the shop? Please make sure that you have all of your belongings with you before you leave the park. Thank you, and hope to see you again soon.
Message 2.
Hi, Mark. It's Mindy. Listen, I'm running late. I can't get out of the office just yet. My boss has just called me, and I have to go to an urgent meeting. I know. I'll have to catch up with you all later. Say, at 5:45? I hope I can get to the theater for the second half of the show at least. Rush hour traffic is likely to be really heavy at that time, so I'm thinking about leaving my car here and taking the subway. What stop did you say the performance hall was near again? Oh, where are my notes? Wait, what's that? Found them. Oh, right. How could I have forgotten? The show will be at the Meyerson Theater on the corner of 15th and Main Street, so I'll have to take the Green Line and get off at Memorial Park Station. That should be right. If not, just give me a ring back. Can't wait to see everyone. It's going to be a fabulous night out. See you then. Bye.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time. Message 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we hope you have been enjoying your day here at Wild Water Adventure World. Please note that the park gates will be closing in 2 hours at 8 p.m. However, all of the fun rides here at Wild Water Adventure World, including the roller coasters and merry-go-rounds, will stop operating after the final ride at 7 p.m. The food stands will continue to serve customers for another half an hour until 7:30. Attention! A set of keys has been found near the waterfalls. Will the owner please go to the information desk in the shop? Please make sure that you have all of your belongings with you before you leave the park. Thank you and hope to see you again soon.
Message 2.
Hi, Mark. It's Mindy. Listen, I'm running late. I can't get out of the office just yet. My boss has just called me, and I have to go to an urgent meeting. I know. I'll have to catch up with you all later, say at 5:45. I hope I can get to the theater for the second half of the show at least. Rush hour traffic is likely to be really heavy at that time, so I'm thinking about leaving my car here and taking the subway. What stop did you say the performance hall was near again? Oh, where are my notes? Wait, what's that? Found them. Oh, right. How could I have forgotten? The show will be at the Meyerson Theater on the corner of 15th and Main Street, so I'll have to take the Green Line and get off at Memorial Park Station. That should be right. If not, just give me a ring back. Can't wait to see everyone. It's going to be a fabulous night out. See you then. Bye.
This is the end of Listening Part 1. Listening Part 2. Radio ads. Please note, you do not need to understand every word to do this task. You are going to hear 4 radio ads. You will hear the recording twice. Read the slogans below first, then listen to the recording. For each ad, choose the correct slogan from the list, A to F, and put a tick in the right box. There is only one correct slogan for each ad. 2 slogans can't be matched. You now have time to read the slogans. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, helmets have been around since 900 BC. Soldiers wore them so their skulls wouldn't get bashed in. Today, helmets are used for all kinds of cool stuff. Cricket batsmen don helmets, same for motorcyclists, horse riders, skateboarders, breakdancers, they all wear them. And you know, their heads are no different to yours. So what makes your head so special when you get on a bicycle? Don't think that little ride to the shops warrants wearing one? Well, I've got news for you. Even on a short ride, you can have a big fall and you could suffer a major brain injury. So if you're getting on a bike, get a helmet on. Authorised by the New South Wales Government, Sydney.
Millions of young people will enter the workforce this summer, many for the first time. Join OSHA and construction professionals nationwide to help build a safe work foundation. OSHA's Teen Summer Job Safety Campaign helps teens learn good safety habits at the beginning of their careers and stay safe and healthy on the job. For more information, visit OSHA.gov or call 800-321-OSHA.
A message from the U.S. Department of Labor. What's up? This is Hot Stepper. Respect. What does that mean to me? For me, it means going to school, being nice to your mum, or reaching a goal you have set yourself. For me, that gains respect. Things that don't gain respect, let me think. Being horrible to people, being a bully, following a crowd, carrying a gun. I know it might make you think you're safe and people will fear you, but trust me, it doesn't. It makes you more of a victim. More of a victim. In the long run, you lose all respect from friends to family. You might feel you have nowhere to turn to, but if you have information about guns or gun crime and you don't feel able to speak to the police, you can call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. For more info, go to choicefm.com/drop the weapons. Respect. You don't need a gun to get it.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, helmets have been around since 900 BC. Soldiers wore them so their skulls wouldn't get bashed in. Today, helmets are used for all kinds of cool stuff. Cricket batsmen don helmet, same for motorcyclists, horse riders, skateboarders, breakdancers, they all wear them. And you know, their heads are no different to yours. So what makes your head so special when you get on a bicycle? Don't think that little ride to the shops warrants wearing one? Well, I've got news for you. Even on a short ride, you could have a big fall and you could suffer a major brain injury. So if you're getting on a bike, get a helmet on. Authorised by the New South Wales Government, Sydney.
Millions of young people will enter the workforce this summer, many for the first time. Join OSHA and construction professionals nationwide to help build a safe work foundation. OSHA's Teen Summer Job Safety Campaign helps teens learn good safety habits at the beginning of their careers and stay safe and healthy on the job. For more information, visit OSHA.gov or call 800-321-OSHA.
A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
What's up? This is Hot Stepper. Respect. What does that mean to me? For me, it means going to school, being nice to your mum, or reaching a goal you have set yourself. For me, that gains respect. Things that don't gain respect, let me think. Being horrible to people, being a bully, following a crowd, carrying a gun. I know it might make you think you're safe and people will fear you, but trust me, it doesn't. It makes you more of a victim. More of a victim. In the long run, you lose all respect from friends to family. You might feel you have nowhere to turn to, but if you have information about guns or gun crime and you don't feel able to speak to the police, you can call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. For more info, go to choicefm.com/drop the weapons. Respect. You don't need a gun to get it.
This is the end of Listening Part 2. Listening Part 3. Volunteer work around the world. You are going to hear three people talking about the volunteer work they did in other countries. You will hear the recording twice. Complete the table below. Use 1 to 5 words or numbers for each answer. You now have time to look at the table. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
Hello, my name is Jonathan. Ever since I heard about this project in South Africa, I had wanted to go and experience life and work in the African bush. After arriving, I was taken to the camp. On the way there, I saw wide open spaces and amazing wildlife. Apart from the road, there was only wilderness. My volunteer work in the wildlife reserve gave me the chance to experience the bush with all my senses. The main goal of the project is to protect the wildlife. So we collected information about the animals. We observed them, looked at their tracks, counted them, and stuff like that. Even though the work was sometimes hard, all in all, it was awesome. Imagine how you feel when you find yourself 10 meters away from a herd of elephants. To chill out after a hard day's work, we would relax in the shade. On the weekends, the staff took us to their village where we had delicious African barbecues. I wish I could have stayed longer. I really enjoyed those 2 months so much.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. From the moment I stepped off the plane, I knew I would love Ethiopia. I was immediately hit by the rich Ethiopian culture. Even in the middle of the night, Addis Ababa was full of life and music. I started my work placement the day after I arrived. I worked at an orphanage. There were children there of all ages, from tiny babies up to 16-year-old teenagers. My job was to give English lessons to the younger children and to look after the babies. They were all so sweet, and it was hard to accept the fact that they had no parents. The social events that were organized for the volunteers were real fun. My favorite was an evening in a traditional Ethiopian restaurant. Amazing food and fantastic entertainment. Great dancing and singing. I gladly joined in. Ethiopia is an amazing country and full of warm and friendly people. I really loved the 4 weeks I spent there. My only regret is that I only stayed for such a short time.
Hello, my name is Alan. I would like to start off my story by saying how much of an amazing time I had teaching music in Jamaica. I was based in a community center in a troubled area of Kingston. There I worked with children who came from poor families. The music lessons needed to be creative to keep the pupils interested. I had brought a keyboard and 2 trumpets from Scotland. We did lots of different games and music activities, including using a basketball and bottles to create music and learn about rhythms. By the end of the sessions, kids that had never even touched a keyboard or seen a trumpet were playing little songs by themselves with a huge smile across their faces. In my free time, I got together with other volunteers and we did all sorts of things. One thing I will never forget is the reggae dance class, which was hilarious. At weekends, we would visit different parts of the country. During one of the trips, I experienced a real highlight. I climbed up a waterfall.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
Hello, my name is Jonathan. Ever since I heard about this project in South Africa, I had wanted to go and experience life and work in the African bush. After arriving, I was taken to the camp. On the way there, I saw wide open spaces and amazing wildlife. Apart from the road, there was only wilderness. My volunteer work in the wildlife reserve gave me the chance to experience the bush with all my senses. The main goal of the project is to protect the wildlife. So we collected information about the animals. We observed them, looked at their tracks, counted them, and stuff like that. Even though the work was sometimes hard, all in all, it was awesome. Imagine how you feel when you find yourself 10 meters away from a herd of elephants. To chill out after a hard day's work, we would relax in the shade. On the weekends, the staff took us to their village where we had delicious African barbecues. I wish I could have stayed longer. I really enjoyed those 2 months so much.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. From the moment I stepped off the plane, I knew I would love Ethiopia. I was immediately hit by the rich Ethiopian culture. Even in the middle of the night, Addis Ababa was full of life and music. I started my work placement the day after I arrived. I worked at an orphanage. There were children there of all ages, from tiny babies up to 16-year-old teenagers. My job was to give English lessons to the younger children and to look after the babies. They were all so sweet, and it was hard to accept the fact that they had no parents. The social events that were organized for the volunteers were real fun. My favorite was an evening in a traditional Ethiopian restaurant. Amazing food and fantastic entertainment. Great dancing and singing. I gladly joined in. Ethiopia is an amazing country and full of warm and friendly people. I really loved the 4 weeks I spent there. My only regret is that I only stayed for such a short time.
Hello, my name is Alan. I would like to start off my story by saying how much of an amazing time I had teaching music in Jamaica. I was based in a community center in a troubled area of Kingston. There I worked with children who came from poor families. The music lessons needed to be creative to keep the pupils interested. I had brought a keyboard and 2 trumpets from Scotland. We did lots of different games and music activities, including using a basketball and bottles to create music and learn about rhythms. By the end of the sessions, kids that had never even touched a keyboard or seen a trumpet were playing little songs by themselves with a huge smile across their faces. In my free time, I got together with other volunteers and we did all sorts of things. One thing I will never forget is the reggae dance class, which was hilarious. At weekends, we would visit different parts of the country. During one of the trips, I experienced a real highlight. I climbed up a waterfall.
This is the end of Listening Part 3. Listening Part 4. Mobile phones and face-to-face communication. You are going to hear a radio show. There are 4 people in the show. Dave Craswell, the host, Fiona Thompson, Keith Ballard, and Nojin Kwan. You will hear the recording twice. Read the statements below first, then listen to the recording. Put a tick in the box next to the correct statement. Only 1 statement is correct in each case. You now have time to read the statements. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
Welcome once again to our weekly edition of Let's Talk It Over. I'm your host, Dave Creswell, and the topic our listeners have voted for this week is How are mobile phones changing the way we communicate with each other? As usual, we have invited two guests who have written about this topic in our blog. Here are Fiona Thompson from Cardiff, who works for an insurance company, and Keith Ballard from Leeds, who is training to be an engineer. Welcome to our talk.
Hi there.
Hello.
And this week's expert on the matter is Nojin Kwan. She is a psychologist, but also a journalist, and has recently been working on a TV documentary about mobiles and social interaction. Welcome, Nojin.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Let me begin with you, Fiona. In the blog, you told us about a game you play when you meet your friends. Tell us how your mobile phone game got started and what it's all about.
Of course. My friends and I are all very busy people, and we use our mobiles all day long. We're constantly checking our phones, and that's become quite a habit. So even when we're having dinner at a restaurant, we've all got our phones on the table and are keeping an eye on them to see if anything is happening. But I mean, you meet to have dinner together and enjoy each other's company. Yet after a while, it seems as if your phone is taking you somewhere else to be with someone else instead. That just doesn't feel right.
But you had an interesting idea how to solve the problem, didn't you?
Well, actually it was my friend Will. I think he read about it somewhere. The rule goes like this. When we meet for dinner, the one who looks at their phone first has to pay the bill for everybody. And I tell you, it works. A friend of mine had to pay quite a few times because she just couldn't let go. She automatically looked at her phone before switching on her brain. But she has learned in the meantime, believe me.
A very interesting approach, Fiona. I've heard of several different ways of how people have started limiting the use of mobile phones in certain situations. I mean, you surely have heard of restaurants that actually ban the use of mobiles. And these days, there are even some hotels that require people to leave their mobile phones at home when they come for the weekend.
You mean something like that really exists? Who would want to be without their phone for a whole weekend? Though I must say, Fiona, your restaurant idea sounds like fun. But my friends and I don't meet in restaurants that much, so it wouldn't really work for us.
Keith, does that mean it doesn't bother you if someone is constantly looking at their phone instead of paying attention to what you're saying?
No, I don't really care, unless what I want to say is really important. And then I just tell them to listen. But I would never check my phone, for example, during a job interview or something like that. And let me tell you, we do talk to each other face to face, and the phone is rather part of that. We show each other funny things and stuff. We share what friends have posted or texted. We are much closer as friends because we are constantly in touch. I think I am much more connected to my friends than, let's say, my parents are to theirs. They sometimes get emails from people they haven't heard from in ages. What kind of friendship is that? So, to come back to your question, no, I don't mind if someone quickly answers a text.
I think that is the main difference between older and younger mobile phone users, as a recent study shows. All age groups in the study use the phone above all to send text messages. As for phone calls, there are no relevant differences. But it is the frequency or the number of messages that makes the big difference between age groups. This includes how quickly we expect an answer. Older people don't mind waiting longer, whereas younger people are irritated when they don't get an answer right away. So, of course, it's young people who think texting in many more situations is socially acceptable. They want to stay in touch most of the time. And because they've grown up in a world full of mobile communication gadgets, they are often referred to as digital natives.
Maybe it's my advanced age, but I have difficulties with people being connected all the time. For example, when I was in London last week, I got lost and couldn't find the way back to my hotel. It took me ages to find someone I could ask. All of them were online, on the phone, and so on.
Well, I'm sorry to say, But I am afraid that does have to do with your age. It's the old problem. Times are changing. A younger person would not need to ask someone. They would have used... guess what?
Exactly. And sticking to your example, Dave, how often is it really necessary to communicate with people in the street? Walking around in a crowded city street isn't that interesting, is it? So why not check out what your friends are up to?
There is even research which suggests that the growing use of mobile phones is actually bringing people closer together, people we care about, like family and friends.
You have a point there, but it could be different when it comes to communicating with strangers. I've heard of an experiment where they wanted to see how much attention people actually pay to what's going on around them. Someone was doing stunts on a unicycle in a pedestrian area. Afterwards, the researchers asked the pedestrians if anyone had noticed him, and those people in face-to-face conversations did best, meaning most of them had noticed the man on the bike. They did better than the ones engaged with their mobiles, and even better than people without a phone, the ones just walking by themselves.
Yes, I know about that experiment.
Hold that thought, and let's talk more about it after the break.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
Welcome once again to our weekly edition of Let's Talk It Over. I'm your host, Dave Creswell, and the topic our listeners have voted for this week is How are mobile phones changing the way we communicate with each other? As usual, we have invited two guests who have written about this topic in our blog. Here are Fiona Thompson from Cardiff, who works for an insurance company, and Keith Ballard from Leeds, who is training to be an engineer. Welcome to our talk.
Hi there.
Hello.
And this week's expert on the matter is Nojin Kwan. She is a psychologist, but also a journalist, and has recently been working on a TV documentary about mobiles and social interaction. Welcome, Nojin.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Let me begin with you, Fiona. In the blog, you told us about a game you play when you meet your friends. Tell us how your mobile phone game got started and what it's all about.
Of course. My friends and I are all very busy people, and we use our mobiles all day long. We're constantly checking our phones, and that's become quite a habit. So even when we're having dinner at a restaurant, we've all got our phones on the table and are keeping an eye on them to see if anything is happening. But I mean, you meet to have dinner together and enjoy each other's company. Yet after a while, it seems as if your phone is taking you somewhere else to be with someone else instead. That just doesn't feel right.
But you had an interesting idea how to solve the problem, didn't you?
Well, actually it was my friend Will. I think he read about it somewhere. The rule goes like this. When we meet for dinner, the one who looks at their phone first has to pay the bill for everybody. And I tell you, it works. A friend of mine had to pay quite a few times because she just couldn't let go. She automatically looked at her phone before switching on her brain. But she has learned in the meantime, believe me.
A very interesting approach, Fiona. I've heard of several different ways of how people have started limiting the use of mobile phones in certain situations. I mean, you surely have heard of restaurants that actually ban the use of mobiles. And these days, there are even some hotels that require people to leave their mobile phones at home when they come for the weekend.
You mean something like that really exists? Who would want to be without their phone for a whole weekend? Though I must say, Fiona, your restaurant idea sounds like fun. But my friends and I don't meet in restaurants that much, so it wouldn't really work for us.
Keith, does that mean it doesn't bother you if someone is constantly looking at their phone instead of paying attention to what you're saying?
No, I don't really care, unless what I want to say is really important. And then I just tell them to listen. But I would never check my phone, for example, during a job interview or something like that. And let me tell you, we do talk to each other face to face, and the phone is rather part of that. We show each other funny things and stuff, We share what friends have posted or texted. We are much closer as friends because we are constantly in touch. I think I am much more connected to my friends than, let's say, my parents are to theirs. They sometimes get emails from people they haven't heard from in ages. What kind of friendship is that? So, to come back to your question, no, I don't mind if someone quickly answers a text.
I think that is the main difference between older and younger mobile phone users, as a recent study shows. All age groups in the study use the phone above all to send text messages. As for phone calls, there are no relevant differences. But it is the frequency or the number of messages that makes the big difference between age groups. This includes how quickly we expect an answer. Older people don't mind waiting longer, whereas younger people are irritated when they don't get an answer right away. So, of course, it's young people who think texting in many more situations is socially acceptable. They want to stay in touch most of the time. And because they've grown up in a world full of mobile communication gadgets, they are often referred to as digital natives.
Maybe it's my advanced age, but I have difficulties with people being connected all the time. For example, when I was in London last week, I got lost and couldn't find the way back to my hotel. It took me ages to find someone I could ask. All of them were online, on the phone, and so on.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but I am afraid that does have to do with your age. It's the old problem. Times are changing. A younger person would not need to ask someone. They would have used... guess what?
Exactly. And sticking to your example, Dave, how often is it really necessary to communicate with people in the street? Walking around in a crowded city street isn't that interesting, is it? So why not check out what your friends are up to?
There is even research which suggests that the growing use of mobile phones is actually bringing people closer together, people we care about, like family and friends.
You have a point there, but it could be different when it comes to communicating with strangers. I've heard of an experiment where they wanted to see how much attention people actually pay to what's going on around them. Someone was doing stunts on a unicycle in a pedestrian area. Afterwards, the researchers asked the pedestrians if anyone had noticed him, and those people in face-to-face conversations did best, meaning most of them had noticed the man on the bike. They did better than the ones engaged with their mobiles, and even better than people without a phone, the ones just walking by themselves.
Yes, I know about that experiment.
Hold that thought and let's talk more about it after the break.
This is the end of Listening Part 4. Now you have time to copy all your answers onto the final answer sheet. Be careful, please. Don't make any mistakes when you copy your answers. Now hand in all the papers to the teacher, please. This is the end of your listening test.